Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IIFL Securities Limited Q4 FY21 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, and good afternoon, friends. I'm R. Venkataraman, and along with me is Ronak Gandhi, who is the CFO of IIFL Securities. Thank you for joining on the fourth quarter FY21 analyst call for IIFL Securities. I hope all your near and dear ones continue to remain safe. The economy and our people are both reeling under this high second wave pressure of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are seeing partial lockdowns across the country, and the healthcare system seems to be under tremendous pressure. Hopefully, with the vaccine rollout starting, rather restarting, and the lockdowns continuing, we hope that the pandemic situation is slowly and gradually brought under control. So under these trying circumstances, I pray to the Almighty that all our loved ones remain healthy and safe. The trading volumes in the domestic capital markets have seen growth, supported by foreign investment flows, optimism related to the recovery after the gradual reopening which we saw last year, and a steady retail investor participation. Vaccines, expectations of benign interest rate scenario has also added to this tailwind. We believe that retail investor participation is likely to increase because equity as an asset class is easily available, but also because of increased awareness, digitization, internet availability, mobile apps. There is a large retail segment which has just entered or waiting to enter this equity investing, and most brokers, independent content providers, are spreading large knowledge about this investment and safe investment habits. All these will, I think, play a role in keeping retail investor interest and awareness and participation on the high. Having said that, our strategy continues to be built on research, proprietary technology, and talent pool. We continue to scale up our efforts to acquire customers. Recently, we did this Karvy Demat account acquisition, which helped us access to over a million accounts. We have started the process of migrating them to IIFL Securities. We also tied up last quarter with Karnataka Bank so that we can offer a three-in-one banking and Demat account and a broking account to the Karnataka Bank customers. As you are aware, we have three revenue streams: retail, which is targeted to mass affluent tech-savvy customers. We offer not only broking but also other products like mutual funds, insurance, PMS, AIF, and an open architecture model. Institutional broking is the other line of business. And the third is investment banking, where we focus on equity capital markets. And both in that segment, we are quite uniquely placed because of our ability to garner subscription in retail, SNI, as well as institutional buckets. Coming to the March 31 numbers, consolidated revenues for the quarter was 256 crores, which was up 19% quarter-on-quarter and 22% on year-on-year basis. The reason for the growth in this business has been primarily driven by brokerage income, which grew 25% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. In fourth quarter, we are at about roughly 124 crores of broking income. And the other key driver of growth was investment banking income, which saw good traction. We hit a quarterly run rate. We hit a quarterly income of about 37 crores, which was 22 crores in the previous quarter. Even on year-on-year basis, the drivers of income remain the same, which is driven by brokerage income as well as investment banking income. The other income was up at 30% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, primarily because of one sale of one property where we booked some capital gains, however small. Coming to expenses, our employee costs were up 19% on quarter-on-quarter basis to 63 crores. Basically, primarily, we had a good year in broking, and because of which we have bonus provisions. Finance costs increased on a quarter-on-quarter basis because of increase in borrowings for IPO, which was, if you remember, last quarter we saw a slew of IPOs, and IPO funding is an activity which we do. Admin costs were also up at about 76 crores, primarily because of increase in sub-broker and commissions payout. Our assets under management and custody was about 43,755 crores. Our average total average daily turnover was about 44,000 crores at both BSE and NSE, and which was roughly about 2,100 crores in cash and 33,000 crores in derivatives segment. We have our total number of active customers on NSE was about 2.9 lakh, which was about 2.6 lakhs in the previous quarter. Coming to the other important update, which is about buyback, the company completed the buyback of equity shares in February, and the total amount earmarked for buyback was about 105 crores, 105.7 crores. We bought back 1.7 crore shares. So prior to the buyback, the number of shares outstanding was 31.99 crores, and now it is down to 30.29 crores. With this, I come to the end of my talk, and we are more than happy to answer any question that you'll have. Thank you so much for giving me a patient hearing.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishikesh Oza from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Very good afternoon. Just two questions from my side. So in next 12 months, how many Kadi clients will become our active clients, and what revenues can be generated from the same? Thank you.
Rishikesh, I think that's a very difficult question for me to answer. We have a database of a million customers and assets of almost 2.5 lakh crores. So we'll try our level best to migrate maximum to that. So it's very difficult for me to put a number because of an internal sales target. And hopefully on a quarter on quarter, we should be able to show some traction and growth.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that you may press star one to ask a question. Participants to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Kajal from ISEC. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you, Kajal. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yes, hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Just on the client data, like what is the total number of clients that we have now, and activation as per the NSE was slightly moderate only in the March quarter, but then how are we looking at those things?
See, actually, you're right. We have about 2.9 lakh active accounts, and that is a number which we track, and which was 2.6 in the previous quarter. And as you rightly pointed out, this is one number we should track and hope to see that this year this number grows up. So I can't give you a number because of forward-looking number, but this is one metric where we are trying to show some improvement.
Okay. But what is the total number of clients that we have? And this is the active client.
No, the total number of customers will be about 9 lakhs. Total number of historical accounts, including inactive, will be about 9 lakhs, if I remember it correct.
And this number in last quarter was just Q3?
So in Q3, we added about 90,000 customers, if rough and ready. So I don't know how to answer. I don't have the exact number, which was the total number of inactive customers. So the numbers, if you look at it, we have roughly, give or take, we have about 9 to 10 lakh accounts, out of which 2.9 lakh accounts are active, and we added about 1 lakh in the previous quarter. Because there are some closures also, which is one number which I don't have offhand.
And sir, when we last spoke, calls and all, you had told about that you will also go on some aggressive brokerage plan. So are we working on that? Has anything got launched or anything?
Yes, actually, if you know, we have also launched a flat brokerage called Z20. So if you know that we have a base of customers who use RM and research, or sub brokers. So we have started a new brokerage plan called Z20, where we offer a flat brokerage plan, but that is completely DIY mode, and where we do not give any RM support or this pricing scheme we have launched, and effectively both as a customer acquisition as well as retention tool, because there is competition from discount brokers, and we are seeing some amount of clients asking, coming back, you know, how the business is for lower rates. So, but this is just a added product in the portfolio, but our core focus will be a full service brokerage.
Okay. And you are seeing existing clients moving to this plan, or you are seeing new clients coming under this plan?
New clients are coming into this. Although there are some amount of ikka-dukka customers who go and want to migrate here, but bulk is for customer acquisition.
And the last thing, the Karvy accounts which we had purchased, are that activated or are they live, or all are mostly redundant or dormant?
So no, they are Karvy accounts with balances. So as of now, our aim is to migrate them to IIFL Securities. So we are approaching them and trying to convert them to us. So there's a process, because we have to get a tariff sheet signed and complete the documentation. So but the process is on, and we are working on it.
So you will get their broking accounts with you yet, which is not fully done.
Yes. So we hope to get DMAT account is there, and also open a broking account on the back of it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of JP Agarwal from LMI. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hello. I see two questions, both relating to your insurance business. One is, how much of our business is online and how much is offline? And second one, offline platform is a great opportunity. So how are we looking to grow that?
No, the second question is?
Online platform, insurance platform like Policy Bazaar, it's a great opportunity. I mean, the very fact that we got permission to launch an online. So how are we, going to take this forward? How are we spending much to, you know, grow the customer base?
Okay. Give you a historical perspective, we have been one of the oldest distributors of insurance in the country. And historically, we have grown this business using a physical mode. So although leads are generated online, but bulk of the conversion, I don't know the exact figure, but the bulk of the conversion happens on a physical mode, in the sense that by using either a call center agent or a RM or a gold or the branches. So now we have got the permission to start this. So we are going to invest and scale this up, because we have understanding of the entire sales process. We know the customer behavior. So we just want to migrate them in from from a physical mode to an online mode.
Right. And what is the ratio of life and general?
Actually, if you look at the ratio of life and general last year, you count the life policy?
40 crore for life and.
Okay. We did about, if you look at, one second, I'll just give you the exact figure. If you look at the first year premium which we sold last year, roughly we had about 60 crore of life and 85 crore of non-life.
Okay.
Adding up to 145 crore. The same figure last year was 100 crore.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanchit Agarwal from Little More Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. So I had a question. What is the current status of our real estate assets? If I recall, we were supposed to sell on. What is the current status on that?
Yes. See, actually, if you look at the current status, we have roughly about 628,000 sq ft of real estate available. And last year, in terms of value, we sold about 90 crore. 100 crore were closed. So last year, we sold about 100 crore. And we have still left about 628,000 crore. And that is that we are carrying it at book at about 250 crore. Yeah.
And what is the future plan on that?
We have, as we said, most of this, we want to sell.
Okay, sir. And so I had another question. As I was going through your numbers, I saw in standalone statement in administrative expenses, there was a 28 crore expense, the redemption on one of your subsidiaries. I could not find that note in your consolidated numbers in statement. So how was that adjusted over there?
Okay. See, what had happened was I'll just in there was a demerger between IIFL Facility Services and IIFL Management. Both of them were wholly owned subsidiaries of the erstwhile IIFL Holdings. When the IIFL Holdings itself were demerged into three entities, then and those ownership of IIFL Facilities and IIFL Management was transferred to IIFL Securities. So as a result, the preference shares of IIFL Management transferred to us. And this was the activity that resulted in the increase in admin expenses. Since it's an intra-group transaction, it does when you are consolidating, that same gets netted off.
Because it's an intra basically transaction between the companies, so in consolidation, it gets knocked off. So that's why that.
That's why in standalone it shows and consolidated doesn't show. To answer your question.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that you may press star one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhansali from Tata Asset Management Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Actually, I had a question regarding the recent allegations which were there on IIFL Group and IIFL Facilities also being involved, which is a subsidiary of IIFL Securities. So, any take you have on that or more clarification regarding that allegation?
See, actually, we have sent a we have IIFL Finance has already sent a clarification to the exchange. So, we do so we are these are baseless allegations made by a defaulter. And we'll take all legal recourse to protect our interests.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pushkar from Joindre Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just missed the real estate figure you were saying. So how much inventory is still there with us in terms of value? Approximate value, of course.
Sorry, what you're saying? So we have about roughly about 625,000 crore of real sq ft of real estate, which is in books, we are carrying it about 240-250 crore. 240 crore.
Okay. So that is we intend to sell that 240-250 crore?
Yes. So once again, so some of the offices we are using for ourselves, So maybe we'll not sell 100% of it, but the intent is that a bulk of it will be sold. Last year, for information, we sold roughly about 100 crores.
Okay, so 200, 250 crores of book value of real estate still there in there.
Yes, and we, if you want to know the market value, another question which is generally asked, so I have market value roughly about 660 crores.
660?
Ah, 660.
Yeah, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shroff from Financial Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So of the market value of 660 crores of the real estate, how much would be looking to sell after reducing the offices that we are using? That is my first question. And second question, what is the consolidated debt in the books of the company, own debt, as on 31st March?
290.
Debt in the balance sheet is consolidated will be about 290 crores.
Out of that, we have 50 crores of own. So 250 crores will be a net debt.
250 crores of net debt.
That is our own debt, is it?
Yes.
So, but at the end of the third quarter, did you mention the consolidated debt was about 90 crores? Because the net debt.
Yes, we had...
We have done a borrowing.
We have borrowed in the last... This quarter we borrowed.
This quarter we have borrowed for LRD.
Achha. So the own consolidated net debt would be 250 crores, is it?
Yeah. As of March 31st, net debt on the books will be about 250 crores.
Because at the end of the third quarter you mentioned we had a consolidated of 90 crores and we would pay that off in Q4.
Yes. So the reason why we have borrowed is because we think there's a big opportunity in the market for margin funding book, and we want to grow the margin funding book, which is currently low.
Okay. And for the real estate portfolio, how much would be of the?
So see, roughly about you can safely say that we want to sell apart from key offices where we operate, but rest of them will be sell. So I think our aim should be up to sell about 60-70% of the portfolio.
Okay, so approximately 400 crores, is it?
Yes. Maybe more, but I'm giving a conservative number.
Okay. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one this time. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Pranav from iWealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Sir, your audio is not clear, sir.
Hello, is it clear now?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to know what was so this increase in broking income, what has facilitated that? What is the traction that we are seeing that regarding this increase in broking income?
See, the increase in
market activity.
See, the increase in broking activity is primarily driven by increased activity. So if you see our turnover, the turnover increased from roughly about 33,000 crores in the previous quarter to about 44,000 crores. And that is the key driver of the brokerage income.
Okay. So, so have the active clients overall also increased? Or is it
yes, they have increased about 2.9 lakhs from 2.6.
So, but sir, then that was not a substantial increase. So, is it right to say that the older clients are, contributing more to the market activity?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Mehta from Wellworth PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Sir, incremental growth in the customer acquisition since last two quarters have been declining. The incremental in terms of absolute numbers. So can you please share your take on that?
No, no. Actually, if you look at it, now the last quarter we did about 90,000. The previous quarter we were about 100,000. So basically what happened is that we have multiple channels of growth, and we had a direct sales channel also for acquiring customers. That channel we have scaled on. So if you look at the other channels saw growth, but because we reduced the number of sales agents, so direct sales has come down. So we are reorganizing the entire set of direct sales customer acquisition channels, and hopefully from next quarter onward, you should see some traction.
Okay, thank you. And the other question was that, sir, in the last call you had mentioned about in the longer term, you might consider the plan of merging with 5paisa. So any thought on that?
I think that's a it's a very difficult question to ask, because that's a question for both directors, both boards to consider. So at last time also somebody asked the question, and I said that I can't give a answer to this question. So I don't say that we are considering merger of that. So please correct your perception. So 5paisa is a discount broking, world over discount broking and full service brokers have existed as separate brands and entities. And at least for the foreseeable future will be continuing like that. So the two boards are separate, and if you look at 5paisa, in 5paisa I am like a shareholder. So but I am neither on the board nor on the management control. So I think it is for the respective boards to decide whether the merger should take place or not. So I think beyond that I can't say any question at this point.
And the third question was that, sir, overall on the broking business per se, now if you look at even the discount brokers have started to a kind of a venturing into this kind of an advisory business as well. So what is your overall outlook on the broking business per se? Because it seems that discount brokers themselves have realized that now purely on discount broking model they cannot move forward. So what is your assessment on the same?
See, in my opinion, there is space for all kinds of players in the market. So there are discount brokers also who will survive. There are full service brokers also survive. So it depends upon the value proposition that you offer to the customers. If you look at the aggressive growth of all discount brokers, all of them were using discount broking to acquire customers. And so if you have a low cost DIY model, then you survive. So historically, we have believed that in IFL Securities, we are a full service broker, and we offer research and we offer customized service. And for that, there's a price to pay. And somebody else asked me the question whether we offer discounted rates also. So as a customer retention tool, we also offer discount customers, because actually there's all kind of players in the market, and some of our own customers have come and say, why should I pay you broker, because XYZ broker is giving you flat rate. So if a customer is do it yourself and he's willing to do everything on his own without any expected service, then rates for him is down. So to answer your question, I think there are all kind of customers and all kind of brokers, and there is enough space for everybody to grow, because broking or equity cult in India is just at a point to grow.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Venkat, I think just taking off from the last question about merger with 5paisa, and I think you have made it very clear that we should limit ourselves to IFL Securities. But you as the MD of IFL Securities, do you see merit in having two separate brands under the same legal entity, or do you think that it's better that they are in two separate legal entities?
See, actually, this question, we debated a lot many years ago when we spun off 5paisa is a separate entity. That time, if you remember, we actually incubated 5paisa within India Infoline and then spun it off. So at that time, what our thought process was that 5paisa is a discount broking company, and world over discount broking activity is done by a separate entity. And to have it within the full service broker as a strategic business unit was leading to some conflict internally. So if you look at our own IFL Securities positioning, we believe that we are a full service broker, we have a loyal customer base, and we want to be like a mass affluent wealth manager, because there is a space in there is an opportunity in that space. 5paisa has no RM, no branches, no advisor, nothing. So, and it targets a different set of customers, which typically either digitally savvy customers who want to do everything on their own, or or high volume traders who say that theek, I just need a platform and I want to do the lead brokerages. And that's the reason why we have kept these two brands separate. And I think that this is the merit for having these two separate.
Sure. And secondly, how much was the investment banking revenue for this quarter? Because that's something which is dependent on the deal flow.
That's absolutely correct. Last quarter, we had an investment banking income of about 36.86 crores. And for the full year, this number was 73 crores, correct? 73.5.
Okay. Thanks and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for your good wishes.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Jayesh Gandhi from Alpha Investment. Please go ahead.
Hey Venkat, can you hear me?
Yes.
One quick question as investor shareholder. You know, our payout this year has been pretty decent if you look at the buyback and the dividends put together. Will we continue this payout consistently in the future as well, or is it something that is ad hoc?
To be very honest, as you rightly pointed out, this year we did a buyback as well as a dividend. So the payout ratio was about 60%. I think if you add everything, it was about 60-61%. Yeah. So going ahead also, I can't comment the exact figures, but we hope to maintain a healthy payout ratio.
I mean, healthy is a very subjective comment. Would it be more than 50%? I mean, let me put it that way.
Difficult to say. Matlab, I leave it as saying that we will be generous in payouts.
Wonderful. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on your AUM. So it has gone up this year from 8,500 crores to about 12,000 crores, but our revenues have dropped in this segment. So are we facing any compression of yield here?
See, actually, if you look at the third-party financial product distribution income, the reason for the fall is that if you look at the flows, then last year we had PMS and AIF, which are generally a better paying product. So that is the reason. So going ahead, hopefully, as the sales of AIF and PMS picks up, then this income should also come back to stream.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you please elaborate on the Z20 product in terms of pricing with our competitors, and also on your relationship with Karnataka Bank as to how do you see it going forward, and what is the current scenario with them?
See, actually, last quarter only we signed up the 3-in-1 bank account with Karnataka Bank. So we hope that we can leverage the Karnataka Bank customers and open their DMAT and broking account, and the banking account will be with them. So it is too early for me to comment on how many customers are acquired, but hopefully this will help us to boost our customer acquisition, especially in South. And coming to our number on Z20 is like a normal flat brokerage fees in which the customer pays 20 rupees per order. So it's like a flat brokerage plan.
Okay, so
we have certain online customers who don't want any support. They say, I just want a competitive pricing plan. So for them, we offer.
Okay, so how many clients are currently on the Z20 platform?
I don't have the exact figure, but if you can send me an email, I'll give you the exact figure.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1 now.
Thank you so much. If anybody has any questions, they can reach out to us directly. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.